Seated. It was a dove last time when the heavens split and the Holy Spirit descended. Last time it was a dove. Remember, there was Jesus and John at the River Jordan and all of the people gathered on the banks, and the Holy Spirit descended as a dove. And there were words. It was a dove of peace and safety and security. And the words were, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." I wonder how many of the disciples gathered and secluded in that upper room were people on the banks pressing forward to see what was going on, to seeing the ultimate act of John's ministry as the forerunner, the announcer of the coming Messiah, to see it wasn't a beginning, it was the passing of a torch, the passing of the message of God's love, this sense that there is work in this world and there are people who need to know that the God who created them loves them. Was a dove. 3 years of dusty roads and campfires, of strange stories and miraculous healings later, they are in the upper room, locked and scared. There has been threat and death, there has been resurrection and abandonment in ascension. And I wonder how many of them, when they saw that the heavens were opening again, looked for a dove. But the Holy Spirit, which does as it wills, was not delighted in being a dove this morning. It breathed fire as if a dragon. Because long before there were dragons on our TV in Games of Thrones, we knew that they could inspire empire. Long before we drew them in the edges of our maps where we didn't know what was, we knew they could draw us further into the unknown. This morning, the Holy Spirit wasn't a dove. It breathed fire like a dragon. And the disciples were driven out of their room and into the street to be a holy spectacle, to speak in tongues, and draw the crowd to them, pressing forward to understand what was going on. This morning, it was fire. This morning, it breathed the church. The sort of people that would be sent out into the world on fire, that everyone would have to look at to understand what was going on, that would help them make sense of their lives. This morning, it wasn't a dove. It wasn't a dragon. It was fire and the church. It was the passing of a torch. It was the creation of a torch, sent out into the world to speak a message of love, to remind people that they are God's creation, that they are beloved, that God is well pleased, to send them further out than the maps they had, than the maps we have, to send them out into the very hearts of people to breathe fire that never ends. This morning, the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends, and we are sent out as the church, the kind of church that cannot be bottled up in walls or in bones, but is the sort of fire that must be spoken and shared. Today is Pentecost. Amen and Alleluia.